This news update is being brought to you by D&M Cabinet Shop. For beautiful custom-built cabinets, diamond, and decor cabinetry, see D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, come see the indoor lot and discover deals on wheels at Al Hansen Motors. As well as Murphy's Bakery Catering Connection and Ice Cream Store in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now, with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. Good morning. Happy Friday from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news for the hour. William McHale Mode appeared in Huron County District Court for his arraignment on felony charges. Judge Ferris presided over the hearing where Mode faces counts of larceny and breaking and entering a building. Prosecutors allege the crimes occurred on May 25th of 2022. Defense attorney Michelle R. Siv represented Mode during the proceedings. The court maintained the bond at $3,500, which has already been posted. As a condition of his release, Mode is prohibited from contacting the victim and is barred from entering the property involved in the case. The court scheduled a probable cause conference for August 6th, followed up with a preliminary examination on August 14th. Mode said he is retaining his own counsel going forward. In a renewed effort to recall, Huron County Commissioner Scott Moss is back on track after organizers corrected a filing error and resubmitted the petition. The original petition was withdrawn after elected officials determined it incorrectly identified petition sponsor Maggie Egging's place of residence. While she was initially listed as living in the city of Caseville, officials later confirmed she resides in Caseville Township. A revised petition reflecting the correct information was filed July 24th. The recall language itself remains unchanged. It cites Moss' July 8th, 2025 vote in favor of Resolution 2585, which authorized up to 15,000 acres of commercial solar development across 15 Huron County zone townships. According to a meeting notice released by the Huron County Election Commission, a clarity and factual hearing is scheduled for 11 a.m. today, Friday, July 31st, in the 73B District Courtroom in Bad Axe on the first floor. Commissioners will decide whether the revised petition meets Michigan's legal standards before petitioners can begin gathering signatures for registered voters in District 3. Supporters of the recall say the hearing is expected to address only the corrected paperwork and believe the filing should move forward as the technical error was resolved. And Sebring Police Chief Steve Rapke is trading his patrol car for a classroom. But no fear, he's still on duty. Rapke is the driving force behind the Young Gentlemen's Club, a new mentorship program designed to build character in local youth. Drawing on his decades of experience, Rapke is teaching young men that leadership isn't about authority, it's about integrity. In these sessions, Rapke guides students through a custom workbook, focusing on the hard lessons, admitting mistakes, keeping promises, and the difference between quiet confidence and arrogance. He's not just lecturing, he's coaching them on everything from firm handshakes, eye contact, and the importance of treating others with dignity. This is a class preparing young men for the transition to becoming men, but not just men, men of character. The program is hands-on with students currently preparing for upcoming lessons on professional presentation, including how to tie a tie and be a gentleman. It's a unique approach to community engagement with Repke aiming to show these young men that the most powerful tool they have isn't a badge, it's their own character. At the end of the class course, these young men will put into practice what they've learned, and there will be a special graduation. But that may not be the only class Repke decides to host. Hint, there may be a class coming for young ladies. But that has to be decided still. There's a lot involved in putting together the class framework, coursework, and actually having the classes. This is a police chief that sees opportunity and able to help form future generations of young people into a generation with morals, ethics, and character. He is seizing the opportunity, which is something that society as a whole is in desperate need of. And if you talk to the community he protects and serves on a daily basis, you will hear a resounding yes. He sincerely cares for the community and the young people, and it shows in his constant involvement in the community and the events that he helps to put on. And we will return after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, it's Paul from Murphy's Bakery in Bad Axe. You know, one of the things I love most about the Thumb is how well we all know each other. When we walk into Murphy's Bakery, you're not just a customer, you're a neighbor, a friend, a part of the family. We've been serving the Thumb for a few generations now, and we take pride in offering the kind of service you only get in a small town. We'll help you pick out the perfect loaf, slice your bread just how you'd like it, and make sure you leave with something that puts a smile on your face. And of course, everything is baked fresh daily, the way they should be, from our breads and pastries to our cookies and cakes. And when you need catering for an event, Murphy's Catering Connection can build a delicious spread that you choose from appetizers to sides and dessert. Murphy's Catering Connection is a full-service bakery, so stop in and say hello. We're at the Main Light in Bad Axe, and we'd love to see you. 110 West Huron.
If you have a vehicle that's 5 to 10 years old or maybe even older and feel like your trade-in is getting lowballed by other dealers, you need to come see me at Al Hansen Motors. We've been known for decades to provide a better trade-in value for your vehicle than our competition. We're at 330 East Huron Avenue in Bad Axe. This week I'm featuring a 2022 Chevy Trailblazer RS. It's all-wheel drive, has heated seats and heated steering wheel, Bluetooth with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, remote start, a backup camera, and more. It's in great shape with only 33,000 miles, and we're asking $24,380. Next up is a 2023 Ford Escape ST line. It's also all-wheel drive and has heated seats and heated steering wheel, navigation, a backup camera, Bluetooth, and new tires. It has 44,000 miles, and we're asking $24,580. Plus, it's still covered under Ford's factory powertrain warranty. And wrapping up, I have a 2014 Chevy Silverado LT. It's a double cab with a Z71 off-road package, and it's very clean for the year. It has remote start, a backup camera, and the factory towing package. It only has 70,000 miles, and we're asking $22,380.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
And we're back with your national and international news. President Donald Trump announced late Thursday that the newly established Board of Peace has reached a breakthrough framework aimed at the phased disarmament of Hamas and armed groups in Gaza. Under the proposed agreement, brokered alongside mediators from Egypt, Qatar, and Turkey, disarmament would precede an eventual withdrawal of Israeli military forces and the introduction of an international stabilization force working alongside a local Palestinian police force. Administration officials emphasized that the multi-stage transition is designed to help restore humanitarian stability while ensuring long-term regional security. Capitol Hill reaction remains mixed, with lawmakers awaiting full security briefings on the enforcement mechanisms of the stabilization force. And following the announcement of a framework agreement between international mediators, senior diplomats from Egypt, Qatar, and Turkey met in Cairo to detail the logistics of the multi-phase stabilization plan for Gaza. The plan focuses on setting up humanitarian corridors, establishing local civilian government structures, and coordinating the initial stages of disarmament. Regional observers are stressing that securing commitments from all local factions remains crucial for turning the diplomatic framework into a lasting ceasefire. Technical committees are slated to meet through the weekend to finalize operational details. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by D&M Cabinet Shop. For beautiful custom-built cabinets, diamond and decor cabinetry, see D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, come see the indoor lot and discover deals on wheels at Al Hansen Motors. As well as Murphy's Bakery, Catering Connection, and Ice Cream Store in downtown Bad Axe, they're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept.
When it's time to purchase new cabinets for your project, call Doug Klee at D&M Cabinet Shop first. D&M Cabinet Shop not only does custom cabinets, but they also sell and install pre-built cabinets for your kitchen, bath, or office. Many times, D&M Cabinet Shop can sell you pre-built cabinets for possibly a lower price than you'd pay at the big box stores. So why settle for inferior cabinets at higher prices when you can get pre-built cabinets as quickly as a week from ordering, and maybe for less than what the big box stores charge? D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth will work with your preference, space, style, and budget. So for your next new cabinet project for your kitchen, bath, or office, call Doug Klee at D&M Cabinet Shop at 989-479-9271. That's 989-479-9271.
This is Doug Klee from D&M Cabinet Shop. Come see us at 5230 Pretty Road in Ruth, or give us a call at 989-479-9271 for a free estimate and start saving money on your new cabinets today.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, happy Friday. I'm Russ Cervantes.